Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. The Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. That's how you get more information. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. I'm joined today by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Mr. Cakes.
Eric Bickle is also here.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
Three-man Junks show getting you through today. Good night to be a Caps fan last night. Solid night.
Yep.
Caps close out. They're pretty brutal West Coast swing with the resounding 5-2 win over the Calgary Flames. They come back from the road trip with a 3-2 record.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, if the season ended today, your Washington Capitals would be in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's amazing.
Let's go. Let's amazing. Go, baby.
Now,
here we go. 15 games till the end of the season. The sprint is officially here.
Yeah.
Now you just got to hold position and or overtake Flyers and the Metro.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm just doing the fuzzy math.
Not like when you do fuzzy math.
They've won 10 of 15.
Yes.
Good.
So on a little
keep
bit of a heater.
That'd be great.
10 of 15, including, like you said, beating the Kraken, the Canucks, and the Flames back-to-back-to-back out west. I thought they would really struggle, especially in their first game when they went out to Winnipeg and they lost that game, got shut out. Then they got pummeled by the Oilers.
Those
remember
back-to-back
that?
Games made you think.
So I was thinking, you know what? They're going to go 1-4, 0-5 on the swing. But they came back and battled and got 6 points in those last three.
Yep, and a big part of it last night, Ovi had not one but two power play goals. He is now at 21 on the season. And if my math is correct, he is now at 843 on his career on the Great Eight Chase goal tracker.
Awesome.
It's now up to date, 843 goals. So now 20-plus goals for 19 straight seasons.
Rumors of his demise have been greatly exaggerated.
This is all correct, yes.
Yeah. It was great to see him come back. You know, he just got off to a slow start. It was just one of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really, really slow, awful start.
Yep.
And now, you know, he's playing at a decent level now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a slow start for Washington Capitals power play. Over the last 2 months, it has completely turned around. In the last 2 months, the Caps have the league's third best power play at 29.1%.
Players are obviously doing something right, but Carbs is doing something right.
He certainly is. And look, this is a team that was getting rid of pieces at the trade deadline.
Yeah, correct.
Like McClellan. He looked at the roster. He looked at where they were in the standings a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and said, well, we're going to get rid of Mantha. We're going to ship out Kuzi. We're going to get rid of some of these parts. And look, it's a resilient bunch. I mean, you still have Ovi here. He's still scoring. Look, is he scoring 40-plus goals this season? No, but he's going to be in the mid-20s when it's all said and done. And at 38, that's pretty damn good.
Maybe high 20s.
it could be the high 20s if he keeps up this.
Hell, maybe, yeah. Maybe he cracks 30, yeah. I mean, which would be crazy.
Strome
based on his
scores
start.
Again last night as well. Yeah. And another guy who's been chipping in, a youngster who's been really good, Hendy.
Yeah.
Hendy LaPierre scores again. And that's, look, that's a 22-year-old that you need contributions from when you start shuttling off pieces at the trade deadline.
So currently we 75 points, two ahead of the Isles, one ahead of Detroit. And
Detroit's been slumping. The Islanders have been slumping. That's helped.
Yep.
The Caps move up the standings.
So, you know, it's just, it's a good run, keeping us kind of, you know, interested game by game. And hopefully it's all going to work out. Toronto's going to be tough tomorrow. I think Toronto's one of the better teams in the East, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Yep. So they fly back from the West, have one day of respite, mm-hmm. and then they're going to play Toronto. They're going to play Carolina, and I think they're going to play Winnipeg.
Those are the next three at home. Yep. looks like five of the next six are at home, but we talked about this heading into the All-Star break. The Caps had the top strength of schedule, the most difficult remaining schedule in the league coming mm-hmm. out of the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And for them to do what they're doing is pretty impressive. But, yeah, the upcoming homestand is tough. The three teams you mentioned, there's another team coming in, Detroit, that they're battling with for that wild card spot. That's on Tuesday, March 26th. Then they have to go to Toronto. So it's not going to get any easier. It's going to be tough the whole way
through. It is, but they're beating some good teams, and they're winning games on the road. Now, when Toronto comes in tomorrow, they've got just – the LeBron James of hockey. Mm-hmm. This kid, Austin Matthews, I don't know how old
What's
he is.
He's pretty young. I'm going to guess.
25, 24, 25?
Yeah, he's like 25-ish. I'll look up his age.
So think about this, Mr. Bickle. Mm-hmm. All right, the Toronto Maple Leafs have played 66 games, and Matthews has 55 goals. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's leading the league in goals.
Yeah, he's leading by a pretty wide margin. He's 7 up on the next. He's actually 26.
Oh, he's 26. All right. But yeah, he's just a scoring.
What's their record? I know they're really good, but what's their record?
They've got 85 points. So they're 38, 19, and 9. And away from home, they're 20 and 7 and 6. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to keep it going. You're going to keep playing good teams. Got to somehow slow down Austin Matthews tomorrow.
If Ovi doesn't catch Gretzky, Austin Matthews
will. You're right.
Or he might catch Ovi.
He's just a scoring machine.
He is an absolute machine.
My confidence has been restored now in Ovi catching Gretzky. It was wavering.
Rocked a little bit.
It was
early
wavering
on.
For a while. A
couple months there.
But now with him, you know, getting the 20-plus – hopefully he gets 25, 27-ish when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully back in.
More than respectable.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, especially for his age.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So how many back is he?
He is, what is 895 minus 843? Can anybody do that quick math?
He's, you said 43?
Yes, he's at 842.
52
back.
All right, so that's a full two seasons, though. Two more seasons.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's you know, two solid seasons.
Let's
solid,
say. Yeah.
And last time I checked, he's under contract for two more seasons here in Washington.
Right.
That dovetails perfectly.
So if he gets to 30 this year, he'll need 41.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I doing the math right there? So, yeah, he'll need 41. So that's he's not going to score 42 or 41 next year.
It would be insane.
I think that's a big ask.
But I didn't think Tiger was going to win the Masters in 2019 either. So you never know. The great ones, Jason.
I guess you're right.
You never know.
I guess you're right.
Didn't see Cal's MVP season. What year was that when he had that MVP season late in his career after everybody was writing him off?
Oh, early 2000s, right?
Yeah. I can't remember the year. God, my brain is mush now. But, yeah, 90, you never know the great ones.
Actually, that was probably early 90s, wasn't it?
I can't remember it anymore, Jason.
By the way, another person that deserves a tip of the hat for the Washington Capitals.
Maybe 97. I don't know.
And 91.
Oh, 91.
Yeah, it was 91.
I'm stealing this from @CapitalsPR on Twitter. Chucky Lindgren, over his last six starts, he has a record of 5-1. He's got a 1.33 goals against average and a .956 save percentage.
Mm.
So Chucky is coming up huge for the team when they absolutely need it the most.
Right.
He's been their guy.
Yep. He's been fantastic.
Here's a good nugget that I stole from Jay.
Clearly the number one.
Do you know how many goalies Ovi has scored on throughout his career?
How many goalies Ovi has scored on throughout his career? I mean, he's got 843 goals. I'm going to say he's scored, this is just 125. It's just a random guess.
No, way more than that.
Got to be more than that?
Yeah, I'm going to say way more than that. I don't know what number, but I'm just going to say way more than
174.
Oh, okay. I thought it would have been like in the 300s.
Yeah, 174.
I mean, that's a lot.
This is according, I'm stealing this from Japers Rink. They got this from the Caps PR. Dustin Wolf is the fifth new goalie Ovi has added to his list of goalie victims this season.
Very good. I like Ovi having a list of victims that he has by his bedside. Little ticks on notches on the bedpost for Ovi.
Right.
It's a good thing.
That's a great win last night. When do we have carbs on?
He should be tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow? So he's going to be
tomorrow
happy.
Tomorrow morning.
And Stromer buried one too, right?
Stromer had a goal. Stromer had one. Ovi had two.
Yeah.
Hendy had one. And who am I missing?
Willie, right?
Tom Wilson.
Right.
Whose face, I think, is healing nicely. Had a gash across one of his cheeks.
Oh, no. He's so dreamy.
He's a national treasure. He is dreamy. So hopefully that's been taken care of.
Are they mucking him up now with scars?
He's had a pretty rough season, I think, for the face, for his moneymaker. Like, I've seen him in some of the post-game interviews and that they put on Twitter when Carbs is popping up the team post-wins. Like, he's had, like, cotton stuffed up his nose, blood all over his face.
Couple more stitches.
Big cut across his cheek.
Couple more stitches, and we can take a picture with him again.
Yeah, again. I thought I boycotted pictures, but I definitely am boycotting any picture with Tom Wilson.
Yeah, we did that a few years ago. That was a big mistake.
Years ago, like
7 or 8 years ago, we did that.
TV studios.
Yeah.
And I think we looked at each other like, what are we doing? We're taking a picture with Tom Wilson in a $2,000 suit.
Right.
This is a terrible idea.
Bad idea. Yeah.
We should never, ever do this again.
Right. So, Cakes, what is the, I don't know what site you go to find out the playoff chances, but what's it up to now?
I favor
because yesterday it was at 38% maybe.
I favor moneypuck.com, though I've seen differing odds on different sites. As of this morning, they have the Caps as a 53.4% chance of making the playoffs.
Just think about two weeks ago, a week and a half ago, it was 5% or 6%.
I think it was down to 3 at one point.
It
shows you that when you have so many games left, you know, unless you're like the Nats or like 30 games back, you can't write them off.
Yeah, other teams that they're scrapping with for that, either that last wild card spot or the last spot in the Metro currently held by the Flyers right now, that they have the Islanders as a 26% chance of making the playoffs. Detroit at 21%. The Pens are way down there at 9%. Josh Harris's Devils, not a good season for them. They're falling out of it. They're at 7.2%.
If they had to redo the trade deadline, I think the Cousy deal is just better for everyone to move on. I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they would like to have Mantha back if they could. If they had a redo, you think?
Maybe.
I can't remember what they got for him. I mean, draft picks.
It was multiple picks, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
I can look it up. But
I'm just saying, in terms of helping him, you know, lock up
because he was scoring.
Yeah,
he was one of their scorers.
Helping them lock up a spot.
But maybe that opened up, you know, more playing time for some of these younger guys who were playing well. Who knows? But yeah, that's why I asked Carbs a few weeks ago. Any chance you guys going to be buyers?
He laughed at me.
Yeah. I know.
The Caps got a 2024 second round pick and a 2026 fourth round pick. And Washington retains 50% of his remaining cap hit.
You know what? I'm going to ask Carbs that tomorrow.
You're going to ask him what?
I'm going to ask him. Well, you're nervous about what I'm going to ask him.
No.
I'm just going to ask him if they could do it over.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing where you are right now, do you wish you hadn't Mantha still on the roster? Like, do you wish you could redo the deal?
Yeah.
Or, you know, he probably, who knows, he'll be political.
He'll probably say, like, that's out of my hands. McClellan, you know, controls the roster at the trade deadline.
Well, and he'll probably say, yeah, of course I'd love to have him. We loved him. He was great for the team.
Yeah, I'm sure
he'll say something political, but still.
Right.
And then I ask him, is it still so funny when Jason asked you 2 months ago if you were going to
you laughed at him.
Oh,
yeah, but we'll see. I mean, still, let's see, they've played 66 games, you said? 67 games. All right, so you got 15 games left. We'll see.
Stretch run. You know what? At least they're making the stretch run fun and entertaining.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
It's better than them have, you know, coming off a 4 or 5 game losing streak out there in the West.
It's better than like a 5% playoff chance sweat. Like there's a legit playoff sweat for the Capitals.
That's crazy.
3 weeks ago, a month ago, you would have thought we were crazy people who told you that.
Did you ever watch Breakpoint, the Netflix?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know if Bickle watched
it. I watched season one, I think.
Okay.
Or two. How many have there been? Two?
There have been two. Yeah.
Can't remember.
But anyway, so my girl, Aryna Sabalenka, who won the last two Aussie Opens, and she's Russian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the second season, they feature her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend is like 20 years older than her. And his name is Konstantin Koltsov. Did you see this story?
He was a former NHLer. He
played for the Penguins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you see he died? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't see a cause of death here in the story. I think he died
I thought I saw a blood clot.
Oh, did you? Okay, maybe I haven't read the entire story. That.
Detached blood clot.
So
bad news.
Bad news.
They were still together?
He's 42 years old. Yeah, they were still together.
And he was like featured, so like you felt like you got to know him a little bit.
Well,
on the
not
show?
Really, but he was always in the background, and they would talk in the car. You know, the cameras and the microphones are in the car, and after matches.
Did you speak English or no?
Yeah, broken English. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know, she was obviously super into him, and you know, he was part of her team. And I saw he just passed away. I mean, that's crazy. She's going to be a complete mess now. She's kind of a mess anyway, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
She's very emotional, but now her boyfriend dies.
Oh, terrible news.
Yep.
It's awful.
But he did play for the Penguins for, I think, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show today, on a Tuesday, we will talk some college hoops with Kenny Blakeney, Howard's
men's
basketball coach. They're in Dayton for the first four. They're taking on Wagner tonight.
They play Wagner. Yeah, so Wagner was way down in their they were in the Northeast Conference, and they were way down in the standings. I think they finished 6th or 7th, just got hot in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
and they lost to Coppin State in the regular season. Coppin State was 2-27 this year, who obviously is in the MEAC.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't score a ton of points, but it's the tournament. I like our chances, Howard, but they play a good defense. They just don't shoot the ball well, so hopefully Howard comes out and shoots the ball well today.
So that's at 8 o'clock. Kenny Blakeney will join the show. We'll talk more Caps with Alan May at 8:45. He's
He'll
from the Monumental
up.
Sports Network, of course. And we'll talk more college hoops with Hunter Dickinson, Kansas's center, is going to join the show. He will be on with us coming up at 9 a.m. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll tell you where Chase Young wound up. And more next here on the
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bam. Time to get into the Junk's Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies, and remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, so the tournament officially starts tonight at 6:40.
Get your brackets in.
That's right, and you got to have the winner of the play-in games.
Yes, it is a huge pet peeve of mine. Yes, you need to do your brackets before the games tonight. They are invalid if you're not doing the play-in games. They are invalid. I'm sorry.
Even though most sites, like, they're okay with you not doing the play-in games.
Well, the site is trash.
Okay.
You should never run a bracket or tournament through that site ever again if they do not require you to pick the playing
game. It's a very militant stance you have. I mean, I kind of respect it. You're following the rules. I understand, but...
I mean, they are games. I mean, you should have to pick a winner. You can't just get a free winner.
Yeah. So if the committee all of a sudden puts 72 teams in the tournament, are you just not going to fill out a bracket until it comes down to 64?
No, I think you should definitely have the winners of the play-ins. But like Cakes is saying, a lot of these bracket contests, they just give you the 16 versus 16 winner.
And then, like I said, those are invalid. It's trash, and everyone should boycott those sites.
Yeah. So who are you picking for the play-in games? Do you have your picks?
I do. My picks are Montana State, Colorado, Howard, and Virginia.
There you go.
He's a man of his word.
I hope you're right on Howard playing Wagner at 6:40 in Dayton at UD Arena. This is a 6:40 p.m. tip-off on True TV.
I have faith in him.
The Virginia-Colorado State game is after that at 9:10.
Howard's favored. They're favored by like 3 or 3.5 points.
Yeah, they are. Probably should be. The thing that scares me about Howard is, man, they just don't have a bench because they've got so many injuries. They played 6 guys in the MEAC championship against Dell State.
Yeah.
And the 6th guy played 21 minutes off the bench. Mm-hmm. So basically their top 5 guys or starters are playing 35 to 40 minutes.
This is one where Coach Blakeney is clearly emptying the clip. You don't leave anybody on your bench.
But, you know, like I said, Wagner lost to the worst team in the MEAC this year, who finished 2-27, so that was one of their 2 wins. But Wagner's number 6 in the country in team defense. They allow like 63 points a game, so hopefully Howard can shoot the ball well like they did in the first half. So that's at 6:40, and then Virginia-Colorado State is at 9:10. I'll have to watch the highlights of that one. I am not rooting for Virginia. I'm anti-Virginia because I don't think they should be in the tournament.
This is your stance, so you're rooting against Virginia because you think
the fact that they lost the game against NC State, it was a complete choke job, not just by the players but by the coaching staff. It was a choke job to be up 5 with the ball with 1:10 left, and when you missed that free throw not to foul when you had 3 fouls to give, I'm rooting against them, and I don't think they should be in it anyway.
You're rooting against some poor kids.
I can't root against Virginia if you're a Virginia Tech guy. I would think.
And it's not like we have any attachment to Coach Bennett. He never comes on the show.
He's been on a couple times.
A couple?
I can remember for sure once.
Maybe when he got hired, but was freaking 15 years ago. But anyway, 2 big games tonight. And by the way, my family, my wife and daughters and myself do an annual bracket contest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
what's at stake? The
winner,
what's the prize?
The winner gets to pick what restaurant they want to go to.
Okay.
Where they go for Taco Tuesday.
Right. Of course, I pay all the time, so I just lose every year.
Yeah.
But my
taking L's.
But my daughter, my oldest daughter, had Howard in the championship game.
Oh, really?
Right. Because she doesn't follow college.
She won't be picking dinner.
She just knows that. Well, I told her. I was like, you can't pick Howard.
Hey, at least she scores points.
Even if they beat Wagner, they're not going to.
She picked the first 4.
No, Jason probably made them do their brackets last night.
Yeah, that's probably true.
No. They can do it. They could do it today. But you're right. They did do it last night. But she had Howard winning, and then she had Howard getting to the Final 4.
Right.
Getting to the national championship.
It's called a punch
job. I said, you know what? Just rethink this.
Right.
Just to make it more interesting for you. And she changed some of her picks. Anyway. All right. What do you guys want to get into? We got into the Caps.
I want to get into the Chase Young thing. I think that is very interesting. He actually, the reports are confusing. Some people are saying he got $13 million. So he signs with the Saints.
That's what Schefter was reporting, yeah.
And they're saying $13 million guaranteed. Others are saying that's the most he could get. So it's a little interesting the way it's being worded. But nevertheless, Schefter, that's more money than I thought he would
that's
get.
That's more money than I thought,
because we were talking
too.
Yesterday, maybe he gets a 1-year deal for $5 million, $6 million maybe.
Yeah.
And he gets 1 for 13. Now, Schefter and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN are reporting it's fully guaranteed.
Well, that would be the most shocking thing to me, that they would fully guarantee a deal for Chase Young after seeing some of the plays. Let's be honest, he just takes off.
Right.
Like, he's just not giving full effort. Like, but why would you fully guarantee even that guy's salary?
Yeah, but right. But even at half effort, he gave you 7.5 sacks last year. What did he have? 4 forced fumbles, something like that. I think somebody had tweeted that I think the Saints as a team had 6 forced fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, he could definitely be a disruptive force. There's no doubt about it. And as he said, I think he's still, you know, basically a young player.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's see.
His body isn't as young as his age.
No, his body has had some wear and tear on it,
but
for
maybe
sure.
Maybe this is the motivation. So he's getting a lot of money for 1 year, but he's only got 1 year. Right. So if he wants a multi-year deal after this year, maybe he just has a really good season.
Yeah. I'm rooting for him because he is local. At the end of the day, I want to see people reach their potential.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that Chase balls out. I really do.
His quote just made me slap my knee where he said, "The Saints, it's one of those places, it's a winning culture. That's what I wanted to be around." Isn't that the same thing he said when he was traded to the Niners?
To the Niners,
where
yeah.
he was downplaying the Commanders, saying, "Oh, I love being here in San Francisco. It's a bunch of winners here." Now he's doing the same bit in New Orleans.
I think he's probably right.
Are they're really a winning culture in New Orleans?
More, they've won more than we have of late.
I mean, that part is true.
That
but,
is true.
Yeah,
I think that might be recency effects, cakes. That's a pretty good organization over time, over the last 20 years, probably.
All right.
They had Sean Payton.
And
then
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I mean, those were some pretty darn
I mean,
good
much
years.
Better than Washington.
The first word that comes to mind for me when I see Chase Young, phony.
Yeah, I agree.
Bit
I
of a phony.
I understand. But maybe he's learned.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Right.
So we'll see. See what kind of season he has. But the reports are 1 year, 13
had
million.
To have been. A bit of a eye opener. You know, he had to look in the mirror when he basically had 2 visits, you know, like a week after free agency.
Right.
You know, tepid interest at best. Somehow his agent, you know, got $13 million out of him, but for 1 year. But when he sees his line mate from a year ago, get $140 million, whatever the hell he got from the Bears.
Yeah, I'll look at Montez's deal.
I thought it was about 100, but 140, I mean, wasn't that much?
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's 80. I don't know. No, he just got a ton of money.
It's around 100, I think.
Yeah,
but
100 million.
I'll
he gets 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be an eye-opener for him. I mean, listen, all this money is play money.
Chase Young should look in the mirror and go, "This is probably what I deserve at the most."
Well, I don't know if he...
Compared to Montez.
I hope he thinks that.
Because Montez just put up numbers.
Montez got a 4-year, $98 million deal that included $20.4 million on signing, 62.8 of which
guaranteed.
Is guaranteed.
Right.
So he's getting
so
50
he got $63 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$50 million more than what Chase
but
got.
But I honestly, with all my heart, I hope he balls out. It'd be great to see him at 15 sacks. I really mean that. It wasn't going to happen here.
No.
Is everyone going to be on Chase watch again next season? Or has
I'll just
that...
be keeping an eye
He's
on it.
His third team already. Like
I know, but it's just it seems like everyone has this weird fascination with him after he was after he was traded. Everyone kind of wanted to see what he would do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was just my perception.
No, I think there's some truth to that because we got to remember the local factor, though. I mean, he was going to DeMatha, a big-name kid. There's a lot of local interest.
I don't want him to sack and hurt my guy Kirky, his now division mate in the NFC South.
I'll tell you
so
when they're
beat
gonna,
up the other quarterbacks, not my man Kirk.
I'll tell you when they're going to be on Chase Watch, Mr. Valdez.
Oh, they're playing the Commanders this year.
They're playing them in New Orleans. The date's TB determined.
Okay,
but
revenge game.
Oh, big revenge
but
game.
That's when they'll be on Chase Watch.
Didn't he already? He already faced the Commanders once, right? Didn't the Commanders play the Niners after the trade?
Yes, and didn't Chase have a 2-sack game where he had 1 sack and a fumble recovery?
I looked at his game log.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know if he had a 2-sack game.
I know
game,
he played well the first half of the Super Bowl. Felt like he didn't do that much. He had some pressure, I think, maybe I'm getting conflating the Super Bowl with his game against us.
Against
I
Washington.
Felt like us, he didn't really do that much.
He did
much.
Not have a sack against Washington.
He had a fumble recovery.
He had 1 tackle. I don't know if
zippy
he had a
fumble recovery.
Right. No, he.
You're
he,
recreating history.
I am.
You're getting confused with the Super Bowl where he had a really good first half.
Yeah, he had a sack in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
But against Washington, he didn't do much.
Pretty smart to trade a third rounder for him, San Francisco.
Yeah, that wasn't very smart.
Nice.
And
rental.
I'll tell you another thing about the Niners signed Dobbs. Josh Dobbs is their backup. They had Brandon Allen. Mm-hmm. They had to upgrade their backup quarterback situation. But I was really hoping And I thought that Shanahan would do this, that they would go out and get Justin Fields and trade for Justin Fields and sit behind Purdy. I don't know. I mean, the rumors were that they were interested in it. Maybe the asking price was a little too high in their minds. But, I mean,
it ended up being a sixth-rounder,
I'm
right?
saying at the time, maybe. But the Steelers, I think they stole Justin Fields.
I totally agree.
So if you could have given up a sixth-rounder, which could turn into a fourth-rounder only if he plays
right.
51% of the snaps, that's a steal.
Definitely.
So I'd rather have Justin Fields than Josh Dobbs.
100%. I would as well.
I just wonder how, under the tutelage of Arthur Smith, how will Fields develop? You know, like, is he going to learn under Arthur Smith? I mean,
Arthur Smith likes his quarterbacks to be mobile.
He likes them to run, but is he going to help him as a passer?
That part, I don't know.
I'm not worried about Justin Fields' ability to run.
Right. That's mm-hmm. pretty much, we already know that.
He's got that.
No, it's the Bears. The Bears did Justin Fields right in the fact that they traded him to a team in which he has the best opportunity to play. Right.
Yeah, he can leapfrog Russell Wilson and possibly
there's more. Because I guarantee you there's more than just one team offering whatever for Justin Fields.
Sixth-rounder.
But the Bears wanted to do Fields right and send him to the best possible position for him.
Hmm. All right.
At least that's what I
think. Could be true.
I think there would have been a good chance he would have played in San Francisco.
I don't think it would be higher than Pittsburgh.
Why?
Maybe
because
not based
Purdy's
on performance.
More entrenched, you mean?
But
performance.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. I'm just talking about injury.
Age. Well, I think, to be honest with you, every quarterback's prone to injury in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think Purdy could get dinged up this year. He's been kind of lucky.
I think Russell could get dinged up, especially because he's older.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe. But San Francisco's a better spot to win.
I think so.
Than Pittsburgh.
I think so.
Anyway, but he's going to Pittsburgh, so Dobbs is going to San Francisco. All right, so the pro day dates are out for the upcoming draft prospects. Caleb Williams will go first. He's tomorrow.
I'm not even interested in his pro day. Whatever.
Right, he's tomorrow.
He's going one.
J.J. McCarthy will be on Thursday. All right. Jaden Daniels will be on the 27th, so that'll be,
that's a big
Wednesday?
One. That's one that you're going to be watching start to finish.
Somebody had one of those, images. You know how they come out with these images all the time, and they'll have, Jaden Daniels in a Redskins Commander's uniform or whatever, and helmet. Like, they've already got that. I don't know if it's AI generated. I don't know how the hell they do it, but
yeah,
Photoshop it. And then they had, I think, J.J. McCarthy. It's not like J.J. McCarthy's some stud, but I mean, Jaden just looks so scrawny. He looks so scrawny.
That's one of the
with the shoulder pads.
It's one of the big concerns about
him. And the helmet and everything. Yeah. It's like, really? Or no, you know what? It was juxtaposed to Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, are you really going to put your future on a line for that stick figure?
Adam Peters might. Well, if he likes him better than Drake May, he will.
We'll see.
I mean, it's actually kind of jarring.
Just get the kid in the gym. Give him some protein shakes, some cheeseburgers. It'll be fine.
It looks like you put a helmet on Bradley Beal or something. You know? I don't know.
So he's on the 27th.
Beal might even be thicker.
Probably is. And then the other guys, Penix and May, are on the 28th. So your pro day dates are out there, starting with tomorrow with Caleb. But obviously, we assume that Chicago is going to take him. Although RG3 says he should play Eli Manning and say, I don't want to play for Chicago and force a trade out.
Yeah, what is RG3? Do you have the audio? You want to play it? Or what do you want to do?
I think we're going to get into that a little bit later.
We are?
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's basically what he said.
Because I know we were discussing it during the break. RG3, he's like, he was trashing his time when he was here. He's now trashing the Bears.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to get into that in the 7 o'clock hour.
He's a new hot take king, isn't he?
He is. That's kind of his thing of late. All right, we'll also get into Austin Eckler's presser with the Commanders. We'll do that at 7. But next, there's a famous alpha male out there. He's tired of having sex with thousands of women. Oh, boo-hoo, poor you. We'll tell you who that is next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get into the Austin Eckler presser that he did yesterday with the media. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. And we'll also dive into RG3 talking about Caleb Williams and what he should do in the upcoming NFL draft. We'll do that at 7:20. But we wanted to get into this Dan Bilzerian story. Here's your headline. I'm now into monogamy after having sex with thousands of women.
And you have to kind of clue people in on who Dan Bilzerian is. I know who he is, and I know of his exploits on Instagram and everything, but I still don't quite know why he's famous.
I mean, he's famous for, but he was basically showing this lifestyle on Instagram, like an
Andrew Tate
in the 2000s, 2010s of where like he's globetrotting with
on boats with 30
models,
hot chicks.
And
he's on steroids, and
he claims that he's worth around $350 million right now.
Right, I know he plays a lot of high stakes poker.
I don't know where he made his money. Is he a trust fund kid? Like
I don't know.
I don't know where he made this alleged $350 million.
I believe his dad had a ton of money.
Okay, so
that's how it started.
So he's a silver spooner.
His dad may have had some legal problems too, if I remember right.
I think that's kind of ringing a bell.
I don't really remember, but
right. But he's always been a big flashy guy on Instagram, always with the models, always with the steroids. I think he's had, like, as Cakes and I were talking about during the break, I think he's had, like, notable, like, heart attacks, a lot of heart issues.
He's a big-time poker degenerate, too.
Yeah.
And his brother both love flops.
But what does he have? Does he have a couple million followers on social media?
Couple.
I have no 32 idea. Million
32
followers.
Million
wow,
on Instagram.
I have no idea.
As a guy.
Many. Yeah, that's crazy.
And
he
hasn't posted on Instagram in over a year.
Yeah.
Or close to that.
So Valdez has some audio of him talking about how he's now into monogamy after this wild lifestyle.
I was having sex with 3 girls a day on average, at least at a minimum. I mean, if I only had sex with 2 girls in a day, that was like we're having some real off day or something, right? Yeah. And some days 4, sometimes 5, 7. The most was 9.
How many women have you slept with in your life total?
Thousands. I had this image in my mind when I was growing up of like how awesome this would be. I don't know. What I kind of landed on was I think it's like better to have a monogamous relationship, strange as that is coming from me. you got two choices. You can just like do whatever you want and, you know, be free and like allow the women to be free and just use condoms with all the girls and not care about if they hook up with other guys and it's just like purely sexual and whatever. Or I think you can find a girl that you enjoy spending time with and that you actually trust each other. But I think it's unlikely to find a woman that is going to be okay with you sleeping with other women that actually cares about you for the right reasons.
He's just coming to this realization.
Somehow.
You know? What is he, about 55? I mean, he's an older guy, right?
He claims to be 43.
43?
That's what it says.
Older than me.
That's what it says in the story.
Yeah.
Who reportedly turned 43 in December.
Wow.
Reportedly is the
I always call BS when guys say they have sex with seven women a day.
He's actually one
seven
guy.
Seven to
might
nine.
He's one guy I might believe.
I mean, no one has enough ammo for seven to nine.
Well, maybe he's not
or
finishing
energy.
His race.
or the energy.
But you've never been like on Viagra all day.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I've never been on Viagra for 1 minute.
He's had multiple heart attacks. I mean, you're on the Viagra all day, every day.
I think he's got a lot of supplements pumping through his body.
Yeah.
Keep him going.
He's only 43?
Well,
oh, my God.
It's alleged. I mean, when I looked up his dad online,
who knows?
It didn't even have his dad's age. It says like 76 or 78.
Yeah.
Like, I guess all the Bilzerians lie about their ages. I don't know.
Probably.
Says he was born, his dad was born in 1950.
Well, he probably is close.
So that's what, mid-70s?
I can't believe I'm like 10 years older than that dude. It's insane.
A part of your youth kind of dies with Bilzerian.
If he's settling down?
Yeah, because it was such like, you know, you're like living vicariously through him a little bit.
Right, he's like the
Even though you didn't like him.
He's like the Wilt Chamberlain of our era.
Yeah, he was very hard to be like, really like. You just were just observing
amused
this
by
wild
it, yeah.
lifestyle.
He's the OG of someone putting all their business out there online. It was like probably one of the first real, I guess, influencers.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's how you get to 30 million, right?
Yeah, and I was asking how he got his money, but like maybe he's made a lot of his money from Instagram because you have 32 million followers on Instagram.
Well, you're printing money.
And he also has a weed company.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I don't know if
weed.
I don't know if it's doing well or not.
Who knows? Yeah. Everybody.
But I think
a
he
weed
took.
Company.
I think he took his initial father's money, used it for investments, and then. Poker and then that money that way.
Does he had any big scores like in cash?
I don't
know. A bleeder.
I can look up his Hendon mob.
Yeah, but that's for tournaments. Yeah. But it keeps.
My guess is all the pros they get that pager alert every time
he sits down.
Big fish sitting down at the table.
Right. It's like when Rom comes into the poker room, everyone begs him to stay.
Everybody's dying for him to sit down at their table. They're big fans.
I mean, who knows
that.
If Wiki's correct, but it says he finished 180 in the World Series of Poker. I guess that was his best in the main
event.
Well,
I know he's big into cash games. I mean, those tournaments are just
2008
silly for him. But I don't know. I guess if you just live this hedonistic lifestyle, even a guy like Dan Bilzerian, after thousands of women, it's just like no fulfillment, maybe.
He's all like his fifth woman of the day. He's like, what am I
doing? Can you imagine his mental Rolodex?
No. But maybe it's just like, I don't know, man. I think it's like you settle down with one or you could go to the dark side, like to the other side. I know there was one porn star, John Stagliano.
Yeah.
They're saying the reason why he got he contracted HIV.
He just got bored of women.
He got bored of women and he started doing so sexual.
Isn't that what happened with David Bowie? But
maybe.
except the disease part.
He got maybe.
Tired of banging 10 women a day.
Yeah.
I know that's what happened with Stagliano. He had sex with like 10,000 women and then he was bored.
That happened with Hugh Hefner too.
He started getting it the other
His
side.
His girlfriend said that he was into guys. I think maybe even admitted at one point.
Yeah.
You're just so bored. Like, you've done literally everything you can. You've seen it a billion times.
Yeah.
Doesn't move you at all.
Like, I need something different. Yeah. I need some spice.
Yeah. Well, good thing I'll never be near that threshold.
I'm good. I'm officially good.
Yeah.
How do you come to that realization?
Somehow I'm good not being on a yacht in the Mediterranean with 50 models just lining up the bag.
Well, I mean, you want to think about a guy living probably literally the most hedonistic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I got to imagine the guy doesn't stop at, like, steroids and Viagra. right? Oh, he's probably doing blow off their butt cheeks.
Yeah, and he's probably done every
right?
designer drug known to man.
Right?
So much Molly.
Yeah.
I mean, with Bilzerian, all the money, all the drugs, all the... Like, at the end of the day, he just wants to be liked for who he is. You know, like, he wants a girl to like him for who he is.
But who is he? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I think he's just figuring it out. He's trying to figure out who he is.
At the end of the day, even Dan Bilzerian wants to go to Costco. Yeah.
He wants to get a 24-pack of Celsius. He wants to get a good deal.
He wants to do a Target run with his wife.
Settling down.
End of an era. Yeah.
Dan Bilzerian settling down. Who thought we'd ever see the day?
Well, who's the guy that's going to take his mantle? Or like who's the guy that's next up?
I wouldn't have any idea.
Who's this,
I don't know who else is in that space on the gram.
Young Gravy or what name? Is it Young Gravy?
I think you got it.
Yeah.
I think it was Young Gravy. I think it's spelled Y-U-N-G, not Y-O-U-N-G.
I think I got it wrong. I don't think I have it right.
I think you got it.
It's something great.
Yeah, well, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm sure she doesn't care.
I think he fell off. She said he was a creep.
Yeah.
Or something happened. And I haven't seen or heard about that guy since in 2 years.
Yep, there he is, Young Gravy, also known as Matthew Raymond Horry.
How many followers does he have?
I don't know. I'm just looking him up on Wikipedia.
Yeah. What's the latest with the TikTok bit? Are they...
I saw
some influencers. They are definitely getting nervous.
Oh yeah.
Oh well, yeah. They have to sell their company to the United States. Or
is that official? That's official. That's what's.
Well, I know that
passed.
Something happened last week in Congress that passed.
But they didn't. It had to pass the other.
Yeah, it passed in that House.
Then the Senate has to pass it, or whatever, or vice versa, right? I don't think both houses passed it, did they?
I don't think yet.
I don't think so.
House passes a bill.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we are going to shift gears. We'll talk Commanders. We'll get into Austin Eckler's presser. He met the media yesterday. We'll listen to that and give our reaction next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.